Hi, thanks for holding. Is this John?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi, John. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Good
and
to hear. Happy. I'm excellent. It's Wednesday, and we're halfway there. Not that we're counting or anything, huh?
No. Not at all.
Not at all. I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good mm-hmm. as far as explaining the program. So mm-hmm. did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
No. The biggest issue that I can see is I did sign up with GoDaddy, which is who I have my website with.
Okay.
For them to do the kind of keep us on the front end of the pages and stuff like that going out. Now, they're not as prompt as what I'm hearing y'all are, but from what I'm understanding, there is a first page opening in that area that y'all can fill. So I don't know if that's going to create a conflict or make us, you know, be in there too much. I don't think you can be there too much, but just kind of wondering from y'all's end.
Right. Thank you for relaying that to me, because you're right. If you had multiple companies working on the Google Business page, that could be mm-hmm. a conflict of interest. However, the GoDaddy service doesn't affect this program in any way, shape, or form. And here's why. What GoDaddy does is they host websites and they do submissions to the search engines, right? So.
Right.
We don't touch your website in any way, shape, or form. However, what we'll do is we'll attach it to all the listings, and we'll optimize the listings to show on the very first page. So now that website that you've acquired through GoDaddy is actually going mm-hmm. to get the exposure that it needs to bring you new clients, right?
Okay. Right.
Yeah, because 9 out of 10 consumers, when they do a search, they'll hire off the first page. So now, you know, you're probably on Google. It's just that you're buried somewhere and people can't find you.
Right. Right.
And that's something that we're going to fix.
Okay. So, yes. Now, as I was speaking to the other lady, we were actually formed as a LLC in 2013. But we just activated a federal ID number in the last month. So officially, Precision Tractor Services LLC is just now starting. So do we qualify for the new business program that y'all have?
Yes, absolutely. That would qualify you. And thank you for relaying that to me, you know, because 2013 is past the new in business rate. We usually allow that for 2 years and under as a business. But if you mm-hmm. officially just got that federal ID and you're using it now,
right.
that would still
right.
qualify you for that new in business rate. So, yeah, thank you
okay.
for relaying that to me. That's
so
not a
what
problem.
Kind of money are What kind of money are we talking about for, let's say, a 75-mile radius?
So with that discount applied, John, it's a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month-to-month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also
okay.
all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the programming into the mobile platform. So, for instance,
okay.
you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Right.
Right? So that happens
right.
to be a different search result altogether. So once
really?
Yeah. If you do a search from a regular computer, you'll see a different result coming up on a smartphone. So we're going to streamline that for you and make sure that every time someone does a search on an iPhone, an Android, a tablet, or even a voice-activated device such as Alexa, we'll make sure that Precision Tractor Service comes up every single time. Okay?
Okay.
Now, do you have a Facebook page for your business by chance?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Reason I ask is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's very cool because when someone's searching for your services, say, you know, tree service or forestry or anything that relates to the mulching or, you know, the services that you offer, we'll make sure that next time they go on their social media, the search engines will track that. And then all of a sudden, a little prompt promoting Precision Tractor Service will come up in their newsfeed. Okay, so that's included with the program. And then you'll also have a detailed tracking system, which means that you'll have the ability to see the new clients that you've received. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they came from. That way everything is very transparent. And then as you do the tracking, if you notice that, you know, certain keywords are working better than others, then you'll also have the ability to switch those out through the account management team here. Okay, so, yeah, and, you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, right?
I'd give it a try, yep.
Yeah, I'm excited for you, John. You're absolutely going to be thrilled with this. Now, the first thing I'll do is send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
John N, J-O-H-N-N, at jdntractor.com.
Got it. So John and then another N, like Nancy, at J, D as in David, N as in Nancy, tractor.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then what is your last name?
Norsworthy, N-O-R-S-W-O-R-T-H-Y.
Excellent. Okay. And then for the listing itself, do you want to put, I don't think you want to put LLC on there, but do you want to put incorporated or anything like that, or just put Precision Tractor Service?
Services. Yeah. I think that's the best thing to do.
Yeah, I like that better too.
We also, our website is Precision Tractor Mulching. So we could do either one of the two names.
Which one are you leaning towards?
Well, our primary service is mulching. Mm-hmm. And you know, tractor says that it's not coming out of a bag, because we're producing it with tractors. But the name of the company and some of the things that other, we do some other ag type services. So I'm really still in the situation of, okay, if they're going to go to the website, are they going to look for Precision Tractor Services? Or are they going to look for Precision Tractor Mulching? If they pull up mulching, you know, certainly, you know, that would certainly be a key word, forestry mulching, underbrushing, you know, things like that are key words.
Yep, you're
so,
right.
So what I would recommend,
thank you for relaying that. I would recommend to try it with Precision Tractor Mulching because that's consistent with your web address. And Google likes consistency. Anytime there's listings where there's anything that might be inconsistent, sometimes it throws up a red flag and it will hurt with your ranking. Okay. So I would suggest put it as precision tractor mulching and try it that way for now. Once you're ranking on the first page and your phone is ringing with new business, if you ever down the road say, oh, darn it, I wish that I left it with the services, you can always revise that. Any revisions that you make to your listing, it's free of charge, so it's included in the service. Yeah, the only thing is if there's other listings out there like a Yelp or a Yellow Page or any type of former listings that say Precision Tractor Service on it, that also might throw up an inconsistency. So if you happen to know who created that like Yelp listing for you, for example, maybe you could tell them, hey, can you update it to mulching too? That way everything is like the same across the board. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Now, is the address on the US 287, is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
That is a physical address, but they don't receive mail because of traffic issues. So the proper mailing address is P.O. Box 187.
Okay. And is that Pennington?
Yeah. And same zip code.
Okay. So what were you saying? There's two ways?
The other is to use the street address with hash marks and then the P.O. box.
Okay. Is the street address the one that is the U.S. 11728 U.S. 287?
Yes.
Okay. And then a hash mark? And then the P.O. box, right?
Right, right.
Okay. I'm going to try it that way because Google will reject a post office box, but being that there's a physical address on there too, it might be accepted. So let me just put that in P.O. box 187.
Okay. How much is that? How much? Okay.
Okay. And then... I'm sorry, if you were talking to someone, I can wait.
No. Go ahead.
Are you sure? Okay. So I can secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Let's do credit.
Okay. Is it your name on the card or the company
name
or both?
Yes. My name, John Norsworthy.
Perfect. No middle name or initial, right?
Nope.
Okay. Now, do you know if the billing is tied into the post office box or is it the physical address for the billing?
No, it'd be the P.O. box.
Okay, that's easy. P.O. box. Okay.
No. Wait a minute. No, the billing address on the card is 2651 Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, Williams Grant Street.
2651, you said? Williams Grant?
Yes.
Okay, in Sugarland?
Yeah, two words, Sugarland, Texas, 77479.
77479. Got it. Okay, and it was 2651, right, for the street number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then the card number, whenever you're ready?
4013. 9885685115086.
Okay, expiration?
Expiration 623.
6 of 23, and then the code on the back?
650.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, John, is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection. And then I'll create an appointment for my technician to call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. And what this says is to ensure the accuracy of your order, Please state the name of your business.
Precision Tractor Services.
And then please state your name and title with the company.
John D. Norsworthy, Managing Partner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 11th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then marketing just had sent me a little notification that the Google Ads are available in your area. And they have something that's called an executive package, where if you wanted to upgrade to it, you would be paying $3.99 monthly, but it also would include $200 worth of Google Ads. So have you ever tried the Google Ads before, or are you familiar with what I'm referring to?
No, let's we're not going to keep piling on it. We're
going to keep it
at the original.
Okay. Yeah. You're smart, because I always tell people when marketing sends me these special offers, that you have to be able to crawl before you can walk, so to speak. So why not, you know, start with this program, get your phone ringing, and down the road, if you want to add something, you absolutely can. So I'll leave it at this. And then I'm looking at the calendar. When my technician calls you, it will be approximately 20, maybe 30-minute phone call where they'll go over your keywords and getting you set up. I have a 11 a.m. available, a 12 o'clock, or a 3 o'clock. What would work best?
Today?
Yes, today.
Today?
Mm-hmm.
11 Central?
Yes, 11 Central, which is coming up in a few minutes. So if you want that, I have to grab it real quick.
One?
There is a 12 o'clock, or there is a 3 o'clock Central.
Let's do the 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock. Yeah, that's better. It gives us a little bit of a breather in between. Okay, so I'm booking out an hour from 12 to 1 o'clock Central, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 12:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. Okay? And then lastly, I gave you that new in business rate, which is not available to the general public. So I want you to go in. I sent you a little text that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay.
Let me know if you got that, because I have two numbers on here. I have the 713 number and the 936 number. Which one do you prefer?
The 936 number. 936 number. Well, if he's going to call me, it needs to be the 713 number. But the facility is the 936 number.
That's the facility. So the cell is this 713 number, right?
Right.
Good. Okay. I think I did it right then, because I sent the text message to the 713 number. So do you see that little text that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes. And I received the email as well. Hold on just one. Let me verify the text.
Mm-hmm. If you click on the link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms, that will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. All you have to do, John, is scroll all the way down to the bottom, and there's going to be a little box that says check mark here that you're authorized on the account, so you have to check mark the box. And then plug your name in and hit confirm signature. Now, once you do that, it will ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided after the client interview. My main thing is just getting your pricing locked in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. And then lastly, that phone number that's showing up on the text there, that 877-635-6225, that's customer support. We're available for you Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central.
Okay.
If you ever want to talk to me directly, my name's Tina, and I'm at extension 777. Okay, so you could plug in that 777, and it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay, for some reason, it's not accepting the signature.
Okay, can you check the way I spelled your name? Did I spell it right? N-O-R-S-W-O-R-T-H-Y?
Yeah.
Okay, and then is on top of the line, is there that little box that you checkmarked, or did you forget to checkmark?
Yes. No, I checked it.
Okay, and then you hit confirm signature, and what happened?
It says it doesn't like it.
It says it doesn't like it? That's so funny. Maybe if, can you go into the one through the email instead then and see there's an email that says local/initial invoice.
Okay.
And in that invoice, there's the same link. It'll say click here to accept the subscription terms.
Right.
And then scroll to the bottom of that page and see if you go in through the email, if that makes a difference. If not, I'll report this to my tech team, and by the time they call you, that will...
It says it doesn't match.
Okay, so is it J-O-H-N space?
Yes. Yeah, everything's the same. Ah, see what it is. There's a period in front of the J.
Oh, my goodness. You have good eyes. I'm looking at that, and I don't even see it. So let me go in here.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. Okay. I'm in. Everything's fine.
Okay. Wow.
Okay,
that's
now,
crazy.
Do I log in?
No, you, like I said.
I can't log in.
Yep. Okay. They'll give you those credentials at the client interview.
Okay.
So like I said, my main thing was just getting the pricing locked in. So I just went through and I removed that period on all of your accounts. So moving forward, you won't have that in front of your name anymore. So thank you for completing that. Welcome aboard, John. I know that you'll absolutely love this program. So have a very profitable year. And then my technician will be calling you in a little bit, okay, around noon.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. No problem. You're welcome, John.
Have a good day.
I will. You too. Bye.